Hi, thanks for tuning in today. My name is Michelle Page. I'm a Senior Vice President of Business Consulting here at LPL, and I am joined today by one of my favorite colleagues, Mr. Jason Crawford. Jason is our Senior Vice President on the Financial Planning and Insurance team. Jason, welcome today.
Michelle Page, how are you? It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on the program.
Well, you're just the guy I was targeting because today's topic is one near and dear to your heart. It is financial planning. So regardless of whether you're sitting in a financial institution and you're a program manager trying to lead the charge, as this is a very, very hot topic, or you're an independent advisor looking to grow and further expand your business and capture more of the wallet share, this is the topic on the table. So I wanted to talk a little bit with you about, you know, how we deliver that and what resources we have at LPL to help support it.
Great, Michelle. Well, it's a really relevant topic, and we are here to make financial planning cool again. Now, we don't want to argue if it was once cool, but we're certainly here to make it cool again. And I think there's a lot of reasons why we're trying to do that. If you look at the regulatory environment around the pressures of knowing your client and having the right documentation to support the advice that you're providing, whether it's the pressures around fees and the products and services that you're offering, advisors and institutions know that they're going to have to make some changes. And I think financial planning has garnered some really good momentum. Now, I would state that don't look at it from a defensive perspective. Ground it in growth. And there's a couple of ways that advisors and institutions can grow their business. They can add new clients, which is tough. It's difficult. It's expensive, it's competitive, or you could do more with the clients that you serve today. And I think if you base your planning strategy around that, then ultimately I think you're going to be really, really successful.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You talked about adding more clients, and I think a lot of advisors view it that way, right? How can I grow this book with more and more and more? But with more comes a lot of additional responsibility and service levels and things that you've got to do to try to keep up with the client needs. And this is where financial planning also comes into play. You're trying to manage too much at one time, but yet financial planning can give you that process to keep it all in check.
I think so. And if you're having a logical conversation with an advisor, look, do you want 1,000 clients that you want to try to serve? Or do you want 100 really meaningful clients? And I think we both know the right answer to that. And if we can operate with a financial planning construct, we can do a lot of fun things. And most of us are in this business because we like people. We love the relationships, and we love to use our experience and expertise to help clients meet their financial goals. And if we could do that in a more meaningful way with a smaller number of families, I think that's the right approach to the business.
Agreed. And it's such a large opportunity, but at the same time, what we get asked about, and I'd love to grab your intel on this, is how do we help our advisors and our program managers actually operationalize financial planning into their businesses?
I think it's the right question to ask, and we visit with advisors and program leaders, and once we try to justify the why, they're like, great, I know that. Now tell me how to do it, right? It's the right question to ask. So the why is out there. It's better. We know more about our clients. We're garnering more investable assets of the people we serve. Everybody's clear on the why. They want to know how you do it. And if I were to give you a framework for how to do it, I would think about, who do you want to offer planning to? Is it the existing clients? Do you want a prospect? What would that look like? Who would your target audience be? So that's the who. The how is, how do I operationalize it? Do I want all of my advisors to be offering planning? What does that mean for me? What does that mean for my revenue? Do I hire a paraplanner to help centralize those efforts and keep my advisors in front of my clients, right? Because ultimately that's what we want to do. Or do I charge for planning? I think that's important, right? If you're not charging, what does that mean, and how do your clients look at that value? So I think you got to understand the who, the how, and then last but not least is the what. What do I buy in terms of software? What do I subscribe to? And I think before we answer that question, we got to know what we're trying to do, who we're trying to serve, and what we're trying to offer. So if that's an operational framework to take a look at, I think that's directionally helpful.
So many different approaches, right? So many different choices and things out there. And I can speak from ample experience that you're a great colleague to work with and your team is a great group to support and talk about this topic. They're subject matter experts in their field. And when you talk about the structure and you talk about the resources and all the technologies and things that are out there, there's no one better to serve our clients than you and your team. So I want to thank you today for your insights and thank you for joining me.
Michelle, it's been a blast.
And thank you to all of you for joining us today.